Just let your body relax and your mind relax, invoking that inner friend or inner sense of well-being. And just let your body and mind relax into that. As you're relaxing, let yourself be aware of all of the changing sensations, physical sensations, auditory, any thoughts going on in the mind. And don't reject anything. Just allow yourself to relax into whatever is. Without fear, without clinging. And as you feel yourself relaxing, let yourself relax even a little bit more. You might notice some tension in the body. And then become aware, let yourself become aware of that part. Give some special attention to it. And let it relax a little bit more. Now, as you continue to relax, see if you can notice your own presence, the one who's present, equally present to all of the sensations. By equally present, I mean the sensation, the perception, the thought is there. And so are you. There's the conscious being, me, my own self. And the physical sensations, auditory sensations, thoughts, feelings, images, all are coming and going. But all are coming and going in my presence. all of the changing sensations. I'm asking you to relax and to not reject or try to change any of the sensations. I'm just asking that you notice your own presence that is not really covered at all by the thoughts or feelings. And see if you can spend some time just getting to know yourself. The one that's present to all of the feelings, all of the sensations, but is never touched or changed by them in any way. Just your own simple presence. Just notice what you are like. Just yourself, not your thoughts, not your moods, not your emotions. Just simple you. Again, let yourself continue to relax. What are you like? What is the nature of your simple presence? Sometimes it's been described, the nature of your presence, as the half smile that you see on a deity like the Buddha or Dakshinamurti, one of the murtis, one of the idols in a temple, that half smile, that gentle smile, is an image that expresses the nature of your simple being. The you that is present to all of your emotions and perceptions. And let yourself continue to relax. And see if you can notice why the deities take on that expression as an image of you, of the Atma, of the affect, of the nature of you, the soul. as you relax and just become a little more focused just on your own presence. Don't let the mind worry about it or go worry about what to relax into. Just think about what is in this moment, what is the closest to me, myself, without trying to be spiritual about it. Just the reality of me, the one who's present to all of these thoughts and feelings and perceptions. Don't look for yourself in a spiritual way. Just notice the one that you always are, whether you have self-knowledge or don't have self-knowledge. It doesn't matter at all. Just your own self-experience. Knowledge doesn't give you your self-experience. You don't need knowledge. You don't need self-knowledge to be you. You already are. Self-knowledge helps you to understand, reveals to you what you are. What is your nature in reference to the rest of the creation? But it doesn't give you. You are already here. And as you continue to relax, just notice yourself in reference to all of your perceptions. The perceptions go on changing, the thoughts go on changing. Physical sensations go on changing. All in your presence, and you remain the same as you are.